Blog Talk Radio.
Been a mother, not just to the
children that she birthed, but she had been a mother to neighborhood children, to strangers. And it, my guests that are listening would call in and just say happy birthday. You can call in at 657-383-0957. If you just want to just shout out and say happy birthday to your mother and just say, you know, you love your mother, because it's all about love. Living this life is all about love. When Jesus was sent on earth, he was sent on earth for a purpose, to reconcile the people back unto God because of the Israelites' rebelliousness and waywardness. The actually started in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve rejected the Word of God. When God told them not to eat of the tree of life, they chose to listen to the serpent. So I'm not going to get in mode of preaching, but I just want you all to know that today is a special day for me, and I just want to glorify God in celebrating my mother today. So will you all join me today? And again, I've been listening all week to Kim Burrell. Kim Burrell is an awesome psalmist, and majority of her music sounds jazzy, but it's music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. And she sings about her life experience. She sings about all about love. So because I had a mother that not only walked the walk, but she talked the walk.
Lord, open up the door to my heart so I can see.
I don't think
receive all your blessings and favor, Lord. Open up the door. Asking you, Lord, please open up the door
to my heart
so I can receive. I want to receive all of your blessings. I'm asking you, Lord, to open up the door. I receive you in all of your glory.
Your glory.
I receive you in all of your splendor.
Yeah.
And I receive you in all of your glory. Yeah. And I receive you in all of your splendor. Yeah. Open up the door
to my heart,
to my heart, so I can receive from you, my Lord. I want to receive all of your blessings.
Save
the Lord, open up the door, and I receive you of your glory, Lord, and I receive you in all of your splendor.
Glory.
Glory,
hey.
And I receive you in all of your glory.
new mercies I see. Lord, I'm in your hands. I know you'll comfort me. It's a little rough at times, don't know what to do. But Lord, I know you will help me make it through. The day before,
every day is sweeter.
When I'm in love more,
every day is sweeter.
Than the day before,
every day is sweeter.
Waiting for the sunshine, doesn't help my joy coming in the morning time. Oh, now that my eyes do see, Lord, no, you really, really love me. The more I get to know ya, I find out that you're so good for me. You've been so good to me, yeah. Every day is sweet, sweeter than the day before. Oh, sweeter, learning how to love you more. Every day is sweeter.
It's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto His name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in His presence? How many know that there's joy in being in His presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in His presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
This is Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, and this is a special program tonight, and especially to those who have lost a loved one and have not been able to, you know, really express how they feel towards reaching out to a friend. It's really difficult finding words to express this feeling that a time of love.
Which I just want
to bless for me. I just want to thank God for those that did reach out.
Thy kingdom come.
Girl,
let be done.
Possible
with love.
Girl Taylor.
Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I can even see the one and give until there is no more love. That could be nothing. So we gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love.
Great college.
Belong and to be kind.
Thank you very much.
Never envy or brag.
What a beautiful song.
Choosing never to be puffed down.
Thank God.
In yourself. Imagine never acting unseemly, never selfish or touchy, never fretful or resentful, never easy to ignore wrong doesn't mean. Oh, how we need love. Teach us how to protect us from man, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love. And I'm gonna need them more. For love.
of a smile. You ought to take the time to pray, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done with love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you,
the honor of others,
they could all mean nothing.
I got and to be.
Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even see the
point
I'd give until there is no more. So we gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love.
Friends, but think not long. Being wise.
Suffer for long and to be kind. Never envy or brag.
And the glory of
children never acting unseemly,
to his father,
never selfish,
her that parent, according to Proverbs,
never fretful or resentful,
foolish son,
never easy to ignore wrong done to me. Oh, how we need love.
We don't
close quit. Your eyes,
yeah,
so we can pray,
yeah,
for love. Oh, how we need love. We need to pray for love. Get a prayer partner and say, our Father, which art in heaven, teach us how to hate evil.
Father,
with honesty,
instead of light, by his father,
teach us how to protect us from us, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love, and the
truth
we need the more.
That the man has a stubborn or rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, that which they have chastened will not hearken unto them. Then shall his father and his mother lay hold of him and bring him unto the elders and unto the gate. They shall pay us. This is our son.
Even
we
love more love in the church.
He will not obey our voice. He is a
glutton
and drunk. All the men of his city get
stoned. For the little children
that he died, so shall now bring you away from among you and all his children.
man and woman.
There was just one.
You ought to take the time to pray. It's never too late to pray.
Without family affection. Family that prays together stays together. Lack of prayer, lack of love. No prayer, no love. See, when we're going through the emotions and going through having feelings towards our brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
Our Father,
prayer changes,
which art in heaven.
Prayer is the key.
Hallowed be thy name.
To unlock
thy kingdom come.
The door of our heart.
Thy will be done. With
this
love.
The melody earlier. Thou open the door to my heart.
Though that I speak well to you.
We're living in a
that could
day
become of nothing.
As for Bible says, if my
though
people call by my name, then I'll give
themselves
and pray and turn from their wicked ways, God will heal the land.
Nothing.
Children, they are oppressed.
Although I understand and know,
and Bible says that for two women who over them
realize
they have to be born by.
I can even see the point.
That also that we're living
give
in
until there is no
more. And shall be well with the pillow
itself.
And
keep
coming in. Coming in. Most of
we gotta pray. Pray.
Unthankful. Unholy. Without that.
Let us pray for love.
Verse 1:5. For God has commanded. To
long and to be kind,
and eat that curse
never can be a friend.
Eat that
choosing never to be
puffed
down.
It is again
in yourself.
Whatsoever thou mayest,
imagine never acting unseemly.
Father, Harry, Father,
never selfish or touchy.
That's what we're saying. It's okay.
Never easy to ignore wrong. Don't you mean? Oh, how we need love. Oh, how we need love. So let us pray. Have somebody by the hand and pray for love. Bow your head and close your eyes. Teach us how to protect us from
evil.
Because we need more love. Oh, how we need love. And the gentleman needs us more. For love.
There's no man that has left house.
You love
as believers.
has escaped.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
My soul has escaped the snare of the fowler. I rise up on eagle wings for the great unknown. The cares of this weary life are now far behind me. I'm up above the shadows. I know where I belong, and I'm living now,
learning how
to enjoy my life, being free from strife, and I'm totally all about it, totally all about it, with my soul as it came. I'm happy now and cheap, I'm singing as I go, I'm telling everybody about this truth. I know how Jesus died to save me, and he gave me peace of mind. Mercy now surrounds me, and I'm drafted in the vine, and I'm living now, learning how to enjoy my life, being free, free, free from strife, and I'm totally out of bondage, totally out of bondage, since my soul has escaped. I'm anchored now in truth, his life is surely mine, his blessings overflow me, and he's with me all the time. His promise is my salvation, his name is protecting me, and I'm totally out of bondage by his power of victory. And I'm living now,
learning how
to enjoy my life, being free, free, free from strife, and I'm totally out of bondage,
totally out of
bondage, since my soul has escaped. So let me sing it now.
Escape which they didn't. All they did was pray and praise God. The jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?" And I believe they told him, "Repent." Yes, repent. That's all you have to do is just repent and accept Christ as your personal Savior. Yes, confess. Romans 10 and 9, confess that Jesus had died and rose again. And I'm quite sure that the jailer knew who Jesus was. And because of the power of the Spirit, power of the Holy Ghost was in the room, yes, he received eternal life. And that's what this message is all about.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International.
Gathered here. 7 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, 7 o'clock. We're gonna flow. It's like Psalms 133, how blessed it is for brethren to dwell together.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Examine our heart.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
If you lack
love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor and give until there is no more. That could be another way. So we gotta pray for love. Let us pray.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.